Hello once again, my friends, and welcome to 7 Minutes with God. Today's sermon, we'd like to talk about what a lot of preachers will not preach about. It's chapter 31 in the good old book of Proverbs. Anyway, we can't cover it all in 7 minutes, so we'll just touch on it briefly and show you the blessings that you can have. Well, you know, I was just looking at the opening, chapter 31. It says, the words of King Lemuel. Not King the Mule, but King Lemuel. Sounds like a French name to me. The prophecy that his mother taught him. Ooh, did you all know that now? The prophecy that his mother told him. What, my son? And what, the son of my womb? And what, the son of my vows? Then she goes on to say, give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law, and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. And then we get down to verse 10. Are you ready, ladies? Oh, may the blessing of the Lord be upon you. Who can find a virtuous woman? Well, I believe I've found one. How about you, sir? And what about you, sir? Have you found a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Far above rubies. Above any gemstone, in my opinion. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Now those first two verses, verses 10 and 11, you could speak a long time on those two verses. They have a lot to say. The question is set forth, who can find a virtuous woman? Are they that hard to find? Well, apparently so. Not by my mouth, not by my thoughts, but according to the word of God. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. How wonderful. How wonderful indeed. Then verse 11, the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her. I trust in my woman, my beautiful woman, my virtuous woman. I trust in her. And no, I'm not kissing up. I mean it. As God is my witness, I mean it. I trust in her, safely trust in her, that he shall have no need of spoil. He, that's me, I guess. I trust her to the point where I shall not have to go afield and look for other women to meet my needs. Not at all. Who can find a virtuous woman? Well, I can find a virtuous woman. Can you? Is there any need for you to go outside your marriage so that you may find the satisfaction that your marriage partner should afford? God forbids it. But it happens. It happens more frequently today than ever. But unfortunately, it's been going on since the beginning of time. So that he shall have need or no need of spoil, which is mean of other women, but that he can give his time to his wife, his godly wife, and she gives her time unto him and meets all his needs. This is a virtuous woman. Verse 12, she will do him good and not evil. all the days of her life. A woman that stands by the side of man. Oh, what a mountain that is. What a great help that is. What a great encouragement that is. She truly is a virtuous woman, one who can stand and will stand by her husband all the days of her life. She will do for him. This is a virtuous woman. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. Not so much today, but back in those days when this was written. The woman, of course, spent all her time at home. She looked after the children. She looked after the home. She looked after the children. She made them garments to wear. She saw that everything that was possible would be done for her family in her home by her own hands. She definitely is a virtuous woman. And you know, there's so much goodness to be said here for this virtuous woman that I'm going to continue on in my next 7 minutes with God. So I ask you to tune in again for 7 minutes with God.